Hello.
Blog Talk Radio. You have entered the Swinger State of Mind with your hosts, Frenchie, LaCrush Hart, and Trinity Blake.
Always gets me going. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Swinger State of Mind.
Word.
I'm so happy to be here right now.
That makes two of us.
Crush has been sleeping all day. She should be happy.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Just blow me up. But I have been working as well. So,
really?
In between that, I've been
working on.
Right.
No, we want to know what you've been working on. Look, you've been putting in work. I like
I'm
that. I'm working
in.
On that.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, Crush, what have you been doing?
Nothing.
Was it vertical or horizontal?
Well,
a little bit of both.
Before we get into what she was doing, because you're going to be quite surprised what she's been up to, we want to welcome everybody to tune in tonight to Swinger State of Mind radio show. And you can call in at 805-830-8320. I'm Trinity Blake, all the way from Dallas. Ladies and gentlemen, do y'all want to introduce yourself?
I'm LaCrush Hearts, all the way up north in Brooklyn, New York. Go me.
And I hate that, go me. And I'm the one and only French or French, the Hot Boy for Show, representing New Orleans. But I'm up here in Jersey, doing my thing, trying to bring a little of the South to the North. Power.
Okay, can I just say,
please?
This? Why do all my male co-hosts say the one and only? Black Reporter did the same thing. Black Reporter would do the same thing. Also, shout out to Black Reporter. I have to shout him out because my show ended early yesterday. But shout out to Black Reporter. He's no longer with Team Fantasy, but I already miss him. So.
Miss you, Black Reporter.
Right. So.
You know why they say the one and only? Because men like to think that they are really the one and only. That's why.
I am the one and only. There's another French out there. He need to holler at me. I'm the only French in French. You Google that.
Right, so, but
don't
why you have to tell us that? Don't we know that?
Not everybody not as smart as y'all. Not everybody as smart as y'all. See,
well, you know why we don't know, though, Crush?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
We're not light enough.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm gonna get like that reggae character.
Okay. I see how y'all doing it tonight. I see I'm gonna have to put my big boy gloves on.
A little background before the show. Tonight's show is about your fantasy, and we were going over fantasies and stuff, and it just seems that Frenchie is partial to women of a lighter. Brighter color.
Oh,
that's
my
all.
Gosh.
So I asked him, I said, Frenchie, see, how do you feel about dark-skinned women? And he went,
you did go,
I like Serena Williams and all of them. They're kind of nice with it.
So they have to be a celebrity to be dark?
Huh? I don't know any non-celebrity dark women besides y'all two beautiful ladies.
I have to ask you that. I
it's a little warm in here.
I
like me a little.
You got me
over here.
You got some powder I can borrow, LaCrush, so I can lighten up my skin.
Nope.
Oh, look. See, Lisa Ray is good. I like yellow bone. It's a seven thing. Yellow bone.
It's a southern thing.
How about you tell Frenchie why you've been so busy today? What you've been busy doing the past couple of days? Because, you know, I talk to us every day. So, you want to enlighten us?
Well, I've been working on our fantasies for tonight.
Wait, hold on.
I'm gonna tell y'all why I've been so tired, and it took me to the last minute because it's them. But you know, it is what it is. You know, like, don't judge me.
Wow.
Don't judge me. My prayers was just answered. It just answered back to back, back to back, back to back.
Damn, my
bad. I need to borrow your first sheet.
You know?
Dear Lord.
Give me some of that nine.
Listen. This was literally months of prayer and working to have this happen. I'm not even going to front to y'all. So for 48 hours, I was on a good point. I was on a high note. I really was. And, you know, I kept putting it off and off and off. But I'm here. I'm here now. I'm here. I'm up. I'm awake. This is the most you're ever going to get me at 10 o'clock at night on a Wednesday.
Oh, damn.
When I talked to her today, I was trying to talk to her early today. And I said, Crush, were you asleep? And she was like, no, I'm good. And then she kept repeating herself. And I was like, are you sure? Oh, yeah, I'm good. Uh-huh. Okay. I said, just call him back when you wake up. Okay, I'm good. Yeah. It was definitely on one. I know you guys have to excuse my voice.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up this morning with no voice. I must have been screaming in my dreams or something. I don't know. Well, you know, I've been watching. I just started getting into, like, this whole groping porn thing.
Come on.
And have y'all ever seen groping porn?
Groping porn? No.
It's usually like Japanese or Chinese, and it's like the girls on the subway station, and they start touching on her and trying to move her clothes off, and she's like, no, stop, don't. Okay, we'll do it. Okay, yeah. So it's called groping. That's my head. That's my little sick little head.
Right.
But
don't feel bad. I'm into porn anime, so don't feel bad.
Okay. Right. So we're kind of similar.
Yeah.
Rachel,
like,
do you
anime.
Watch porn?
I love porn. I got a shitload of porn.
Ew.
What kind of
that
porn?
That does not sound sexy.
Look, I got a
soft
porn,
amateur,
like
all
of it.
Why did you have to say
it
like that?
Because y'all clowning me on the dark skin and high yellow. Look, I got some dark skin hard, dark skin light, dark skin medium. I got some light skin hard, light skin medium. I got it all, baby. I got like a pot of gumbo mixing here.
Are you trying to clarify my question from earlier?
I'm just saying. If the shoe fits, slide it in, right?
I think we all love porn. We're going to have to talk about that one night. We're going to have a whole subject about porn, what kind of porn you like, and who's your favorite porn star or something. We have to put that on the back burner, definitely.
Can I just say, shout out to Flash Brown. Oh, my God. Okay.
Who's Flash Brown?
Flash Brown is a porn star who came in the scene in 2011 and just shut shit down. And
come on.
He called one of these shows on BTR, shout out to Miss PG, and she knows his brother, and I've been trying to get him on my show. And Trinity, he's like 6'6", he got 11 inches, with a slight curve, a bald head, the big lips.
Damn.
He's my screensaver.
Oh, wow. Can I get a copy?
Tell us how you
get a copy. I just want to get a copy because now I'm interested.
And he's from Tennessee.
Can I get that now so I can look at it while we're doing the show?
And he's from Tennessee. Come on.
Tennessee?
He's from Tennessee. He's Memphis? Come on now. I'm not even going to. Let's move on.
We already have a few people on the call that want to call in and say hello. I think we should go ahead and squeeze them in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We have caller 832-2282, all the way from Texas. Come on in and say hello.
What's up, though? This is Jay Dale from Houston, Texas. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey. Oh,
right,
oh,
good.
Just, this is my first time calling.
I just really got into these swinging groups and stuff for the last 2 months. So far, I like it so far.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're in for a treat tonight because tonight we're going to be talking about some fantasies about swinger parties. So you have to listen in to us so you can, you know, start coming up with your own fantasies and what you expect.
Okay.
Are
well,
you single or are you a couple?
Well, I'm a single person. I've been in Houston about almost 2 years. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan.
I'm sorry, JD. I'm tired of New York City. I'm sorry, guys. I need to get on the road.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
You can bring that ass on to you so I can show you what to do.
Oh,
JD.
Stop, I'm sweating. You got me sweating.
My man named Lil, he ain't bullshit. He gone from broke. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a big ass freak dog. Did plenty of stuff back home, and I'll try to come down here and do the right thing, and that ain't happened. Females I ran into was BS and playing games. Fine, so I said that people be inviting me to these little swinging parties and stuff. I said let me go ahead and go, and I made a couple of females tap out. I'm doing good so far.
Very nice.
All right, JD. Thanks for calling in.
No problem, mommy. Anytime.
Represent. That's interesting. I like that. My man came in deep voice. He got one of them soul voices, make you want to melt, huh, lady?
Oof.
So, you all right over there?
I'm good. Sorry.
Look, Trinity, you in the house? You tell me that's salivating still.
Hello, wellness. We have caller 516. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Dirk. It's a avid listener. I've been listening ever since y'all started the show. I'm in the 516 New York City. I'm still in New York. Just calling to say hello, and I enjoy the show.
Hi,
well,
Ruckus.
Thank you for calling us.
Hey, what's
Ruckus,
going on?
No, Ruckus, he's bad. I seen Ruckus at a party this past weekend, and he
wait. Tell us about Ruckus. Hold on, we got a
Ruckus
couple minutes.
He shut me down, Trinity. Putting you on blast,
good.
Ruckus.
Nah, mm-hmm. That's not what happened. You enjoyed yourself at the party.
I wanted to enjoy you at the party.
We always got ample opportunity. We ain't too far from each other. We go.
Yeah, but nobody want to be in the back of your van.
I'm gonna let the van.
Hold on, if the van is rocking, don't come knocking. There it is.
Right?
Talk about it. See, that's the perfect time for it. You come knocking when that mug is rocking.
I want to see.
He got it kicked out, too. It got curtains and blankets back there.
Hold on, Trinity. Didn't Carl say she didn't want to see the van? Now she's describing the interior. What's really going on?
But you know why?
That's a good point.
No. Okay. Hold on. Let me explain to you why. I got a new perspective for the van.
I bet you do.
Yes, because a guy picked me and my roommate up in a van, and when he opened up the door, like, Crush, you got to get in the back, because I don't do the front seat. He's like, Crush, you got to get in the back. Like, literally, he had it laid out like a bed with, like, one little chair over in the corner. And so I'm sitting on the little chair, and he's hitting all the bumps, and I'm just bouncing this way and bouncing that way. And then I was like, ooh, I like this.
I got a little
different perspective.
That's the main thing.
right. Okay, you get that.
The ride was
I want
good.
The van,
that's
action.
Ruckus, she walks over the van, man. Spread the love.
Do you have surround sound in the piece?
Of course. You want me to half step? Come on, huh?
But you know what you should do if you want to help us out. If you could take some pictures and post them on Facebook, it'd be great.
Well, I don't have a Facebook page. I would have to, when I see the crush, I would definitely forward the pictures. That's not a problem.
Yes.
Yes.
My man.
Well, Ruckus.
Man.
I hope you're thinking of your fantasy to share a little later.
No doubt. Yeah.
And I hope I'm a character.
You ain't got like 8 hours for my fantasy. Stop it.
Oh, okay. All right, folks.
You're going to have to lengthen the show up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
Uh-oh. Don't pull up his bumper, baby. In the game.
All right. All right. Hold on. You're listening to Swinger State of Mind radio show with Trinity Blake, Frenchie French, and the Crush Hearts. That call-in number, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that one, and we'll let you on air to join the conversation. Right now, we're going to go over to Trinity. Trinity, did you mute yourself again?
She laid up.
Hey, I didn't mute myself. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can. Now
Okay, first let me say this to everybody. I'm dialing in tonight, right? And I have this brand new fancy phone that I can't work.
Wow.
So I should have called into Skype, but tonight is going to be a very interesting night. Tonight is my fantasy swinger party night. And what you're going to be hearing over the next half hour, is our version of what we consider our fantasy. That's what Crush claims he's been working on all day, but we're going to let him roll with that.
When y'all hear these fantasies, y'all know, like, Crush, you put work into it. Like, they don't know, but, yeah, they have me working.
So we're going to play the fantasies, each one, and then we're going to let you guys, you know, call in and ask any questions that you want to ask about the fantasy. And the first fantasy we're going to start with is going to be Frenchie's fantasy. Frenchie, do you want to say anything about your fantasy before we get into it?
You know what?
Anything you want to say?
My thing speaks for itself, baby.
Okay, do you, boo? Oh, hit it. Let's hit this fantasy.
All right. Here goes Frenchie French fantasy.
Fellas, this is your host Frenchie French with the fantasy to remember. Imagine having that one fantasy with those folks that you know you could never have it with. That's why it's a fantasy. Now picture this. You in your 5,000 square foot mansion. You have 3 beautiful ladies. Kim Kardashian, Lisa Ray, Stacey Dash. They all greet you at the door with see-through lingerie, red, black, and gold. They escort you over to your waiting hot tub with bubbles in it. They all join you in your hot tub. Talk about a time to remember. After 20, 30 minutes of soaking in your bubble bath hot tub, you get out. Each one of the ladies drying off in orifices of your body. Imagine that. Once you're nice and dry, these ladies escort you over to the bedroom where they're awaiting strawberries and champagne, whipped cream. Each one of them doing their part to make sure you feel like the ultimate player. But you're not, because why? All 3 of these are your ladies. Yes, simple pleasures for you all night long. 3 of the most beautifulest ladies on television. Yes. And then you wake up to the damn alarm clock. Time for work. Well, it was a fantasy. Or maybe just a dream. Anyway, Frenchie French with your public service announcement.
Frenchie, any final words?
Oh, I'm still in my dream. Like, catch me at about 5, baby. Let me, you know, I'm sensitive right now. I just had me a nice little, I'm sensitive right now.
All right. Well, callers, those that are listening, if you heard Frenchie French Fantasy, give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press 1 and give us your thoughts on it. Trinity, what are your thoughts on Frenchie's Fantasy?
Let's see.
Mm. I know you've been
background music.
Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead.
Why you hating on my gig?
Nobody hating on your gig.
Yeah. She said you were clowning my background music.
No, I was just saying, you know, what was up with the thriller music? Is that what you think about when you're getting it?
Thriller night. You know what? I ain't gonna lie, there was some women I'd be inside, I feel like I just want to scream like Michael Jackson. Sweet Lord.
Mm. What's that?
Yeah.
Or the
all that. You know what I'm talking about? All that.
Like the way you make me feel, the wind's blowing on, your hair's blowing in the rain.
Ooh,
you
yes.
know, I'm gonna tell
Dirty
you. Dirty
Diana. Stroke right there. Okay, I get it.
It's like when you get that fresh, nut off and you feel, the man is still sensitive at the tip of the head. Ooh, you're like, ugh.
Mm.
Yeah, it was my filler. I'm sorry. Mm. I was on some ooh wee for a minute. I was on that ooh wee.
Did you just say
girl, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, the one when they push your forehead back after you know, swallowed, and they gotta push your forehead back like stop. Yeah, I know about
you
that.
Know,
I like
yeah,
I
yeah,
like those
yeah,
moments.
You,
I like those moments. I'm not even gonna lie. I like those moments.
We like it too, but a brother need a chance to recover. I mean, that's what we need. Just give us a minute to recover. Mm. Yeah.
No.
How many minutes does it take for you to recover?
Well.
Huh? Well, it depends on
how many minutes
how
does it take you to recover.
I need about 2. Personally.
And then you
I can
go all over again.
Else. I could. It all depends on her. If her stroke is right, if the tongue is nice, you know what I'm saying. And if she know how to work the little tick time. Yeah, I can go. I'll be right back there, ready to rumble, straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten rave reviews for my performance. I have no kickbacks. You know what I'm saying? All my comic cards have been on the tens. You understand?
So you got this big ass house in your fantasy. What are you gonna do with the rest of the house?
I do like the white people. Have a lot of empty space for no goddamn reason.
He got all the windows open. He's playing Thriller.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
You know what? I get it. I know exactly why you got so much space. I know exactly
okay.
what it is. The
Talk
echo.
About it.
The echo. It got to be the echo. You're in one room, and your voice is just echoing. You roar, and you know,
Okay, so they walk in, and you go to the hot tub. Is the hot tub downstairs or upstairs? I'm trying to get a visual.
Okay,
I
mean, let me give you a 2-second visual. You walk in the room, right? You walk in. You ever seen $1 million rooms?
No.
Well,
yeah.
I had this fantasy with $1 million room. You walk into the mug, it's like you're in the greenhouse. The doggone hot tub hits you right in the face. Your first 50 feet when you walk up in the piece, like bam. It's like Mike Tyson had punched you in the jaw. It's so humid and hot in there. And then you got 3 women coming from 3 different areas. Yo. Who would not? I would not on sight if that happened to me. Lord have mercy. Can I get an amen in this piece?
And they all
you know
like
Look, we got a red bone, we got an Italian, and we got I call them.
So you went from skin color to nationality.
Italian. How do you speak? How you call Italian color? What's Italian color?
It's Italian
she's like,
color.
Can you tell me like Italian or something
it's
else?
It's Italian color.
I mean, what is Italian color? Cream? I don't know.
Well, that's your preference, so it's all in the same.
Macchiato,
you know?
Caramel, all that shit. Yeah. I like
that's
that.
That's some
Motorola
stuff right there now. that's some Motorola stuff. I, you know what, Frenchie? It was a nice, but, you know, it was kind of a short fantasy. So it's a good thing you have, like, a really short recovery time.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it real. Brother can't go all night. You know, you gotta get in.
How many times can you go?
Thing. It's three. We're talking three beautiful. Did you see the asses on them? All of them got
okay.
ass. Well, Stacey's ass. Well, she need a little work, but she did.
You know, I can't even talk about the fantasy because up next is my fantasy. And everybody knows I have a very vivid imagination.
Mm.
So I can't really clown on yours because we're about to get into mine.
Mm. All right. We have a caller. The 813-0348. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Oh, this is D Fox. I'm from Texas right now in Austin.
Ooh.
I just want to comment that, brother friend, you know you could have did a little bit better with that fantasy,
oh.
but I ain't gonna knock you.
All right, okay. So my next question was, can you see yourself being a part of his fantasy?
I ain't gonna join no man's family.
Okay.
Don't join in on another man's fantasy. That's his and own. If I got mine. Now, I join in on a woman, but I ain't joining in on a man.
Okay. Now,
but you know what, brother?
Okay, so you said his could have been a little more detailed. What changes do you think you could have made to his fantasy?
Well, if he got that big mansion, you might as well go somewhere exotic. Why don't you just say, hey, I got this nice spread out in Belize?
No, you don't want to do that. Well,
I like Belize.
Women, you're soaking for about 30 minutes. You might as well be entertained while one is bathing you. The other two can be in some
kissing booth.
Maybe some strawberries or some wine or something.
You know what? See, I appreciate y'all comments. I appreciate y'all really because it's got to be good and bad. But you know what? I didn't even go into that much. I gave you the gist of it. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the thing. You only gave us the gist of it, so you can't tell us. All right. Anyway.
Yeah,
well, thank you,
if I was light enough, Frenchie, I'll be in your fantasy.
Oh, my goodness. I want to bite you. I just want to bite you.
Okay. There y'all go. I don't even want to be bright enough. You're tuned into the Swinger State of Mind radio show with Trinity Blake, Frenchie French, La Crush Hearts, 805-830-8320. We are sharing our fantasies. And up next is Miss Trinity Blake. Fantasy.
Yes. Bring it.
You don't get much better than this, baby. You know, I got all the bells and whistles that's needed. And I don't think my fantasy is going to be like a lot of people think it's going to be. I think I'm going to shock a few people, but just take a listen to it.
All right, folks.
Interesting.
My fantasy party involves me and a sexy couple amongst other couples in their precious unicorns. We're on an island with a full-service staff. You can hear the water rush up on the shore and the wind blowing in the trees. Wait, I don't think I want an island scene. Back up. Wait. My fantasy party involves me and a sexy couple with other couples and their precious unicorns in a rainforest buried deep in the jungle. We had to be airlifted to get to this location and dropped in by helicopter for a private night of passion. There are other unicorns there, and their makers, well, each individual looking sexy as possible. It's myself, two other unicorns, and their makers. Not makers like True Blood, but makers meaning a husband and wife with their bisexual partner. We spend our evening dancing around the fire as the local tribes play their drums in a passionate beat, celebrating our young, beautiful, vibrant, hot, fully mature bodies. I'm wearing nothing but a string of bananas as they bounce against my beautiful, very black, tan stomach and fully perky double D breasts. My nipples are hard. I think to myself, I wonder if we all end up playing for the night. I mean, they could definitely all get it. Thirdly, you just want to get closer and closer to me. I have to put on a sexy seduction dance for the couple. You can see the thirst in his eyes and the lust building up within the between the thighs of the women, and they impatiently shift anxiously, wanting that dance of seduction to end so they can have us with their husbands. Instead, me and the other unicorns, we're a perfect team. We brought each lady up one by one and danced in a circle around them, letting our nipples brush against their warm skin. Each unicorn kiss would make his wife feel the bond. The agreement that tonight we will be sharing their beds. As our bodies glistened and sweat was pouring all over our skin, you could see the bulges in the pants of each man. One of the men started to stroke his ego, and his head was filled with warm blood from the rush of sensation. But we weren't done seducing them, not just yet. We wanted to make sure this night was perfect. Each unicorn removed their clothing. I was only wearing bananas, so I removed each banana one at a time. The monkey's hand to snatch them up before they even hit the ground. Well, once we were all naked, we showered ourselves in milk and honey and used our butts and breasts to massage each other until our skin was soaked and sticky. At this point, we allowed our makers to take us. We ran a line of heads on the platform as we started to play, as the curtain was removed and we could view each other's playing scene. It was like synchronized sex. At one point, I was riding his face, and she was riding his dick, and we were passionately kissing. The next morning, we were waking up, given a bath by a group of little midget models, and lifted back up to the city only 30 minutes away, never knowing their names, never to see them again. And that is my fantasy party.
I had to clap because I worked hard on that. Just wanted to take
wow.
the time out to say
that
I was
not
very,
lying.
Very hard on it. You want a Tarzan, damn it.
Wow.
You want a Tarzan, damn it.
Wow.
Folks, you just heard
wow.
Trinity Blake Fantasy 805-830-8320. Tell us what you think. Frenchie, your thoughts.
Wow. Wow. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bona fide freak on our hands. I try to play it safe and just give you a little taste. You know how you tease it just a little bit? Nah, she didn't hold back. She went in with the jungle brothers and everything going on, got everything. Mm. That brother's climbing out the trees. I'm like, shit, I need to be at a Trinity Blake party.
Listen. And I put all them bells and whistles on it. Listen, now y'all know why I was falling asleep at 2 o'clock.
Hey, I wanted the monkeys. The monkeys were in my fantasy.
Oh,
right.
The monkeys are definitely in your fantasy.
She had me looking for those damn monkeys. It was a shame. The elephant. Somebody told me, they said, you know, there's no elephants in the rainforest, right?
Oh, yeah, it's my fantasy.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to chime in on Trinity Blake's fantasies, do give us a call, 805-830-8320 and push selection 1. Give us your thoughts on Trinity's wild excursion. Yo. Unbelievable.
What about the
wow. Okay, look like we have our first caller, ladies. Let's check in with it. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me get it together. 972, you're on the line. Swinger state of mind. Tell us, what's your thought on Trinity's fantasy?
I actually liked it.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. I actually liked it.
Wait. What's your name? What you calling from, player? You can't come in there like that. That's like calling in a chick naked head. You can't go in there like that. What's your name?
My
where you
name
calling
is,
from?
My name is Derek, and I'm from Dallas.
Hi, Derek from Dallas.
Okay.
But yeah, I actually like it. Got the sounds. Once I heard the sounds, I felt like I want to be Tarzan and swinging from a vine somewhere.
Oh wow! So you can see yourself being a Tarzan in this piece, right?
Long as it's a thick enough vine, because I got some body weight and height on me, so yeah, I got to be a strong enough vine for me to swing up in there.
Oh wow! So you wouldn't change a thing about this?
No, not really. Not really. It might be a little more. And since I'm into women and my fantasy is a lot of women, I'll probably add more women. Other than that, that's it.
How many more women will you add?
Right. There's couples.
Yeah. Wow.
It'll be like 2 or 3 more.
Okay.
Well, Big D from Dallas, thanks for representing and giving us your thoughts on Miss Trinity's wild, wild world of fantasy. Stay tuned in. Caller 111, state your name, where you're from.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Caller, what's your name?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on with
you?
Can
you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barely.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure you can hear me now.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name? Where you from?
Oh, my name? Crush knows my name.
I don't know your name.
I don't know your name either. You came in blocked.
Excuse me?
You came in blocked. I don't know who you are.
Oh, who is the man that wishes for the man?
It's Shaft.
Damn
right.
What's up, people? No, I'm sorry, Trinity. You know, I was on the phone trying to push my bus trip, so I came in a little late, but I did want to hear what the show was about, because if I didn't get on this show, Crush would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, damn.
So, I'm not obedient. I'm just don't want to hear the rest.
Wow. So you didn't hear that wild fantasy?
No, please tell me real quick. Please. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, man.
All right. Let me guess, because Trinity, hold on. Trinity is from Texas, so I know they have a vivid imagination.
That was monkeys and elephants
and a helicopter and a jungle and a rainforest with Tarzan. Hello?
Yeah, I got to think of a few things. One, there's a lot of open space out there. Two, you know they're dealing with horses. So nothing small. And three, there is a kind of a lack of black men out there from what I understand. I don't know how true
that is.
Come
on now, talk about it.
With all of that wrapped up, I know she's been, let me put it this way, she's worse than Zayn right about now.
Wow. Okay.
And
Chef,
I gotta give it to him. He hit it on the head with that damn.
Okay. See. I would like to come down there.
Let me come with you.
Damn. I mean, let's make this a group thing. So Chef,
right.
I'm gonna call
you
Chef.
Damn right.
I don't know. So
but
Chef,
but what was the fantasy? Just
seconds.
Give me a brief thing. Like, come on.
Her fantasy was basically. Oh, go ahead, Trinity. Tell them your fantasy.
Oh, the fantasy, I just gave you the highlights. The fantasy was in a rainforest, very deep in a jungle, with monkeys and elephants and Tarzan and milk and honey.
Oh, my.
And dancing to tribal drums. That's what you missed.
Wow.
Now, yes, that's what I said.
That sounds like a musical.
He said it, I said it. Wow.
That doesn't sound like sex. That sounds like a musical, but I'm all okay. As long as there's a lot of females there, because see, I'm a voyager and I'm an exhibitionist, so therefore
there are 3 unicorns, 3 wives, and 3 husbands.
And which parts would you play, Shaft? What part would you play in as wild fantasy?
The husband.
You have to play the husband.
You damn right, shit.
Now, don't let them guide
you. There was one scene where I was riding the husband's face.
Three husbands and 3 wives. All right, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Because I'm not really a violent person, but at that moment, I think I'm going to play Cain and Abel, and I'm going to take out 2 of the husbands so I can keep all 3 wives myself.
Well, there's 6 women altogether. The unicorn are bisexual women. There's six women altogether. The unicorn,
oh,
the bisexual
six?
One. Yeah.
Oh, I'm eating every motherfucking pussy in sight.
Damn.
Me and Red Bull, we're going to have to build a contract. They just got to fly over, drop the case down, and, oh, yeah, it's on and popping.
All right, all right. Well.
And I hope they squirters, too.
Damn.
Mm.
Well, Shaq.
Yo.
My man, thank you for tuning in late. So you get to excellent fantasy. Stay tuned in. Wow, ladies.
Wow.
Somebody just asked me what a unicorn is.
Right.
So, and I'll go ahead and say a unicorn is basically a bisexual female that plays with couples. So that's what a unicorn is, because I just got that on the side. Somebody asked me what a unicorn is.
Okay, so we got the lines open for a few minutes more. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to tune in on Miss Trinity Blake's Fantasy of the Night, give us a call, 805-830-8320. Now, Trinity, you set the bar high. You set the bar high. Now, me as a single man, I'd be a little intimidated. I'd be like, damn, I got to come to this jungle. I'm already wearing a leaf around my Johnson. You know, bugs be biting on my issue. You know, now I'm going to come in there and try to handle you. Lord, have you know, like Shasta. Wow.
Well, we made it something, you know, basically we're in the jungle. The music is playing. We're dancing, turning you on. We got the five-star huts. We got midgets in the building. They're giving us baths. I mean, you can't beat that in the jungle. That's
okay.
Only 30 minutes away from the city.
Can I just say this real quick, Frenchie? Okay. 30 minutes from the city, that's the local park. Okay, that's what I was telling Trinity. If you've ever been to New York City, you know that Central Park. Central Park is a big old park in the middle of Manhattan.
Yeah. Point,
the
though.
Only way that's
going
to happen by helicopter and you're going to an island, it got to be right next to the city. So I'm thinking her fantasy is actually Central Park.
I am
you know,
Central
that is a good point. That is a real good point.
I'm in a rainforest very deep in the jungle. Get it right now.
All right.
That's,
but you're saying 30 minutes.
But who's jungle?
She said 30 minutes. Oh, okay, so I don't know, no rainforest deep in the jungle, 30 minutes from the city, like even in Brazil, like no, that's not possible.
It's my fantasy. I'm going with
okay.
it.
Eh?
All right, ladies,
you put me in my place.
We'll take one more call, and we'll move on to the lady of the hour. Right now we got 972. State your name, where you're from. You're on Fantasy Radio. That's like a state of mind. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 972. Hello? 972? 1408?
Yeah, there's no callers right
on.
Now. Yeah, he was already on. That caller was already on.
Was he? I don't have
yeah.
You know
okay.
what? You know what, Crash? I'm going to take the whole thing. We'll just say, you know, since I was only 30 minutes away, you know, and I was going to Central Island because, I mean, you know, Central Park because I had to get over to your fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
In time. That's all
I'm going to
say about that.
Okay.
No, I ain't going to share fantasy. That's like going to the bathroom together. Yeah, this shit just don't happen. Like my man said, you can't chime in on a fantasy. You can't go to her fantasy with that.
Hey, you never know. Hey, I have a very strong presence. You never know whose fantasy I might pop up in, okay?
True. This is a new age. So anything can happen at any moment. You're
I'm
right about that. I don't know it.
Okay. Can I just first say I would like to give a shout-out to Donald and Snow Bunny in the chat room. Definitely tuned in and holding us down in there. Mine's is coming up right now. Trinity took the helicopter on over to mine.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Crush Fantasy.
Yeah. Hey, beautiful ladies. This is Frenchie French with your public service announcement.
Oh, wait.
No, you're
wrong. It's Frenchie in your fantasy?
Oh, wait, sorry.
It's Frenchie in your fantasy?
No,
call it
no,
encore.
No, 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 that's not an encore. That's bad typing on my behalf. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Here go my fantasy, for real. Here we go.
My fantasy begins with a specially planned after-work meet and greet on a Friday night at a swanky New York City rooftop lounge. All the guests have been hand-picked from professionals to blue collars and everything in between. Everyone dressed to impress in their party best.
Well, damn, a crush. Trini, Frenchie, and you have really outdone yourselves. I must say, never seen such an array of fine, sexy brothers. Oh, and my sister's on point tonight. Y'all have done excellent job.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Swinger State of Mind What's Your Fantasy Gala. Myself, Trinity, Frenchie, and LaCrash have personally interviewed and handpicked the cream of the crop. Physically and on paper, everyone here is the elite that this wonderful lifestyle has to offer. So look around and give your beautiful selves a round of applause. At this time, I turn the mic over to LaCrash Hockey.
Well, thank you, Trinity. Okay, you beautiful people. When you arrive, you receive some party favors at the door. Gentlemen, you receive the locket on a chain. And ladies, you receive the set of three keys. Every key can unlock possibilities. And at this moment, I will explain. The first key with the purple ribbon will find you a partner. Oh, by the way, couples, tonight you are playing by single rules. The next key with the blue ribbon will find your bag of tricks, including your play outfits, wonder toys, and a whole lot more. Then finally, keys with two different ribbons represent your floor number and suite number. More info can be found in your bag of tricks. In about 60 minutes at the stroke of midnight, the fantasy festivities will begin, and by then, you will have your partner and tricks in hand. So drink, mingle, and enjoy. Thank you. Okay, are the suites ready? Great. Are the room staffs ready? Awesome. Are the video cameras ready? Oh, shit. It's time.
Well. Told you guys, if you wish, I do in true fantasies. I was there. Frenchie, you were there, too. I mean...
You know what? I felt like I was... You know what that reminded me of? And I give you... That's a nice request. That reminded me of a Outkast movie joint. What was that movie that they did? That's what that reminds me. That's kind of hot. Kind of laid back, old school vibe to it. I'm like, oh, shit, about to get my jiff on him. That's kind of hot. Okay, I feel you. Oh, shit.
One thing I wanted to keep with this fantasy is I didn't get to the bells and whistles that went on in my head because, like Ruckus, we would have been here for like 8 hours if I did that. But I wanted to make it realistic as well as a fantasy. Like, if I had the dough to throw a party like this and rent out 5 floors in one of the hottest New York City, Manhattan hotels, that's the way I would want to do it. You know, that whole rooftop scene, everybody's dressed to impress and they party best, the guys looking good, the ladies looking good, you know, They've been interviewed. We know who they are. Now they just have to mingle and get to know each other and things of that nature. So that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm.
So these lockets that they have on their necks, are they silver, like real silver? We're talking big money here, right? In your fantasy.
In that fantasy, whoever throws that party have to have big money. 'Cause
I like that.
I'm talking video cameras, There's a VIP suite. We have raffles throughout the night, and the VIP suite is a video camera room. Like your number may be pulled. You know, you may be a couple. We'll tell you to gather your things, gather your person, and, you know, you're going exclusive. We're going into the jungle room with Trinity.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
come on.
It's not a party. You know, you got the monkeys. It's not a party.
And when you and when you walk into the suites, there's actually big 50-inch TVs that has that room there. So when you first walk into the suite with your bag of tricks, you're handed a glass of wine by one of our room staff, nice, sexy ladies, topless, you know.
So it's like walking hand in. Yeah.
Right, so I'm, like I said, I could have gone all out. So it's like, you know, you have the butler. He'll tell you what to put in your bags, you know. You change out of your swanky clothes and, you know, you get especially
put on more
made
swanky clothes.
Right. You come out of that and you're getting, you know, ladies, you're getting hand-picked outfits that, you know, Trinity and I put together, and you have the matching boxes for the guy or whoever your partner is. And I did it like that because I've been fiending for like a Sally Hawkins vibe party where the ladies have
okay.
to approach the men. So that's why I did it as such, where the ladies basically have that power. You know, the ladies were taking over for this night. So, you know, the ladies really doing the catering and being catered to. You know, you walk
okay.
into the room, there's somebody there dressed as a fruit salad table. All right, go ahead.
Wow. I was feeling good there. You know, I did toast. My skin was all feeling good from the milk and honey from the
mm-hmm.
jungle.
Mm-hmm. You're coming in looking like
what,
a wild woman.
What do you have to say,
Frenchie?
What?
Yo, I'm speechless, but you got me. You talk about coming in with your paint, your battle scars from your paint from your jungle into a elegant party like that. I gotta say that is by far, Karsh. That's a nice one. It's very very interesting, very very different, very upscale, very
well.
Elite.
Right. Listen, if
well,
I ever won the
lotto,
let's
see what the callers have to say about it. Let's see what the callers have to say about it. We have 513. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Romeo DiNatti, calling from
Ooh.
Ohio.
Hey. So what did you think about the fantasy, Lucrece's fantasy?
I enjoyed it. It was elegant, sexy, classy, you know, exotic. She ain't really go deep into what she could have went into, but you could still picture all that.
He's trying to get a phone number.
Right. Can you, so you can see yourself actually being a part of this fantasy?
Yeah, I would have been like the poetic entertainment for the crowd to get on in the mood.
Oh, so you're a poet?
Yeah. Specializing in sensual love and erotic emotions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Erotic emotions.
I think you have him give us a taste.
Okay. Love,
like
romance,
a 10-second,
art,
give me a
10-second
taste.
Erotic. No love.
10 seconds, go.
I want to kiss your lips, see your eyes roll into the back of your head. I want to kiss your lips until you feel the need to grab and squeeze the covers on the bed. I want to kiss your lips till your body gets weak. Then further kiss your lips until you start to drip on the sheets. I want to kiss, suck gently, bite your lips so good it makes you rub on my face. Want to kiss your lips from the door to the couch to flutter up and down the steps, baby. I want to kiss your lips all over the place.
Damn.
To be honest,
my man.
I want to kiss your lips until you feel like you're going to melt into my mouth. Then like a soaring eagle looking for nourishment, I'm going to head my way down south. Softly kiss your lips. Then slowly slide my tongue over and around your lips. To the feeling makes you grab and caress your breast. And directly after I part your sweet dripping lips with my tongue, you think, oh, shit. This is the best. My body, your bottom lip. don't think I'm done with you, baby. I'm finna take my time. I'ma kiss your lips until you think grapes turn into fine wine. I closed my eyes, pulled you to my face and went to work. All you heard was the sloop, slop, slurps of my kissing you, of me licking you, of me tasting you, of me enjoying every single drip down my chin, and of all the moans and groans I received from those lips. That's my thoughts.
That's your thoughts.
Okay. That's your thoughts.
Your thoughts.
Let me
that's
give you my number.
That's his thoughts. That's his thoughts.
I would love to see his actions. Somebody chatted to me, texted me, and said, kiss me, oh shit.
So you got him, big dog, you got him jumping off the phone over there.
Well, thank you, Romeo.
Romeo, wow. The Dead Poets Society. Come on, Romeo, Dead Poets Society. That's what I'm talking about.
That was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you, thank
yeah.
you.
Crush, you got time. You said this time when you have your fantasy, you have to let them speak.
Okay. I'm sure there'll be what's your fantasy round two. I'm sure we'll do another show like this where we share our fantasies. Thank you so much, Romeo, for calling. Really do appreciate it.
You are.
And thank you, Romeo. We really appreciate that. That was really sexy.
Romeo, good looking out, Romeo. Call anytime, Black. You know,
so,
get them all worked up for me.
So I just want to say this. Shout out to Snow Bunny. She's in the chat room. She's going in right now. Snow Bunny, thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate it. But she says she's also a poet and short story writer. So, you know, Snow Bunny, one of these days, you two are going to have to call in and share what you're working with. I'm just saying.
Mm. Yeah, we want to know.
Mm-hmm. We want to know.
Okay, we're going to have some snow bunny literature. That could be really, really hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, Frenchie, you have nothing else to say about Crush's fantasy?
Right. Wow. Mine didn't have all the...
she didn't have the bells and whistles, but she was down to the point, and it was about business. It was serious deal.
It did have bells and whistles.
I was going to say, well, damn.
But I'm saying it's grown folk. It's like, you know, when I was in Atlanta, when they call it grown and sexy night. This is one of them grown and sexy night. You're grown and feeling all sexy, just rubbing all on yourself.
Thank you,
know you
Snow
I mean?
Bunny. She said, Crush, that's a hot-ass theme party. Thank you.
What's
we
Snow
can
Bunny?
Do it.
No,
right, we can
I'm
do
looking
it.
In my
Bunny
I'm looking
Snow
in my
Snow
Bunny. Right now for my key.
You know what? Hey, Crush, you know what? She Snow Bunny don't know squib. She don't know squib.
Oh, boy.
I'm just trying to tell you. I'm giving you props. That's a hot one. But it don't.
Why you
gotta
put Snow Bunny out there?
I'm not crushed without it. I'm just chiming in. I'm just saying, nothing beat three beautiful, big blue women coming at you, greeting you with open arms.
Yes, something do beat it. Fine, sexy men that are like 6'4" and dark and chocolate and caramel and got good teeth. Got good
who do you want, Rick Fox, Carmelo Anthony, and who else?
Mm-mm. You better go a little darker
like
than that.
I just like a regular man, you know.
I'm like, I want them dark, tall, and handsome, like Derek. I can work with that.
Derek,
I've seen Derek.
You're going to make your way down to Texas eventually. I can see that now.
You know it.
I'm going to look up and be like, what are you doing here?
What happened was I was checking my mail and somebody sent me a plane ticket. Derek.
Okay.
I want to go to that pool party.
Well, we're going to go ahead and go into a commercial break while Crush is working on her plane ticket.
Yeah, there you go.
And then we're going to take one more call about LaCrush's fantasy.
Okay, one more call and then we'll go into the commercial break. 972-7207. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, y'all talking to me. My name is Twix.
Hey, girl.
So, Twix, can you see yourself being a part of LaCrush's fantasy?
I came in halfway, so I didn't get all of it. So I'm kind of sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get to hear.
Well, she had a party in New York, nice suite. She had champagne. She had the music in the background. They had lock and keys. Everybody was interviewed. It was flat screen TVs. And I flew in from the rainforest deep in the jungle just after milk and honey shower to do the toast.
Oh. Sounds like a plan.
Grown and sexy.
Like a plan.
Huh? Grown and sexy.
Why not? That's what you're there for.
Yeah. I use Twitch here in Texas when I want to put out a fantasy. She's actually my fantasy coordinator, part of Ladyless Entertainment. So when I have a fantasy, I call her and she puts it into action. She makes sure that the room looks like the actual fantasy is going to be.
Ooh.
Nice.
You've got to have everything situated in order for you to actually get yourself in the mentality for it. Because if not, it ain't going to be fun.
Right. I always picture it in my head ahead of time. Like how I want the night to flow. For some reason I do that. I can't get the gist of it. And, you know, I sit down and I go through step by step what I want to look like, what I want people to look like, how I want people to act, and such and such. So that's how I do it.
You shouldn't put high expectations upon a party like that.
Mm-hmm.
I only say that because when you come off as being surprised with something being very good when your party's really popping off, and it comes off out of the blue, I kid you not, it's like the sexual aura that's there is 10 times more powerful when you don't have anything planned versus planned and expectation-wise versus you having expectations that you need to meet in your party. I could see it business-wise, but as a person coming in as a couple, single female or male, it may cause too much pressure upon them to where they will not perform as well as you would want them to.
You know, I think that all has to do with the planning. If I'm planning a party, then I'll take care of all the planning stuff, and then you just go ahead and play out the rest of the fantasy.
Mm. There we go.
That kind of works best, and that's kind of what she did in her fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it worked out fine. So we're going to go into our commercial break right now, get a little chill time. I'm going to make me a martini.
Okay,
folks. So thank you so much for calling in, Twix. Really appreciate it. This is our commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hey, beautiful ladies. This is Frenchie French with your public service announcement. Know your role. First up, we have Wifey. She is irreplaceable. She's the woman that...
This is the super fluffy flirt, Miss LaCrush Hearts. And tonight I present, men, you're going to learn today, public service announcement. Type 1, the husband. He is the sweetest, loving, kindest man she knows. His intellect makes him sexy, although he is handsome. He treats her like a queen and put her first. He takes care of the kids, her, and the home. This is a man she loves coming home to. He spoils her with gifts, and he is a hard worker. Type 2, the boo. This is a dude that's known for years. Kind of her homie lover friend. No matter who is in her life or who is in his life, they seem to always have a thing for each other. Her boo has a wifey, so he has much to lose as she do. Therefore, she is guaranteed that their relationship is on the DL, you know, the down low. She runs to her boo when the husband fucked up. Her boo gives her comfort, and the sex is the bomb, which explains why she can't leave him alone. Type 3, the maintenance man. This is Mr. Wine and Dine. He has the charm, the romance, and the body like a stripper. He is the one she calls every now and then when husband and boo done pissed her off. He really wants to be her husband or boo on the low, but he know his role. Husband will never suspect a thing because this man is the deacon at the church and well respected in the community, so no one would know of their freaky secret love affair. They sneak and go on trips and getaways. Oh yeah, he keeps her bank account real right. Type 4, the roughneck. This is the man we fantasize about when husband, boo, and the maintenance man just not doing it anymore. This is Mr. Bad Boy. He got the body, the tattoos, and the big body SUV with the motorcycle on the side. She calls on him when the time to get that back blown out, the bottom hit, and want to walk bow-legged for a couple of days. He is the man husband sees and know he needs to get on the treadmill to lose those extra pounds he's been gaining. The roughneck is the one that rocks the suits in the day and trades the money in for the tins and jeans at night. He is pulled out in emergency only and can't resist to get your freak on in the craziest places, like in the car, the back of a vacant building. You get the picture, because his main goal is to tear it up. Oh, and by the way, the roughneck is in her cell phone as one of her homegirls named TT. So men, that concludes this lesson. I only have one question for you. What's your role?
Swinger State of Mind.
Hey folks, it's LaCrush here, and I just wanted to let you know that you can always catch us in our Facebook group, Swinger State of Mind, for the after party after the show. Join now so you can be a part of the action. www.facebook.com/groups/Swinger State of Mind. Also, join the Swinger State of Mind fan page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. We're also on Twitter, www.twitter.com/SSOM Radio Show, and follow us. We'll follow back.
Next week.
Say that again, Trinity.
After hearing last week what Frenchie wrote about knowing your role, that was definitely pleasant to hear. Frenchie, any comments, sir?
Oh.
I've been dabbing all night. I need to ease up on him.
You know, my fellas was representing last week. Tonight, I ain't got no backup. They left me hanging. I had Romeo back me up a little bit, you know, and G. But you know what? The comment on that, I like that. You know, I got to give you credit. She went in raw on it, you know. And, and half of us guys play those roles. I ain't even mad at her. You call, you know, you hit the nail on the head. You know what I mean? I can't even be mad at her. I don't know which role I am, though. Which role y'all think I would be? Because, man, I'm a pretty motherfucker. You know what I mean? I'm just pretty with it.
Oh, my goodness.
What a
yeah.
mean stack.
Oh, my goodness.
See, I could play, you know, I'm like a chameleon. I could play multiple roles. I could stab. I could jab. I could treat you like a doodall. You know,
a
I could just a multi. A doodall. You know what a doodall is?
I don't.
Nah, man, you know, the white guys got the blow-up dolls. The brothers got the doodalls. We don't blow them up. We do them. You dig?
Oh.
A doodle? What in the world?
A doodle.
Okay.
Do it.
So, on that note, baby, Mr. Doodle, we have covered quite a few things tonight. Tonight is my fantasy swinger party night, and we got to hear Frenchie French fantasy with the three light skinned ladies and the 3,000 square foot mansion with the hot tub with the thriller music in the background. And then we heard My Fantasy, which is a little bit kind of out there. There were some monkeys, Tarzan, an elephant, a helicopter, some milk and honey, and some midget models. And then, of course, we had LaCrush with the lavish gala in New York City with the wonderful toast and the flat screen TVs and real jewelry around your neck. with lockets and keys to get your mate of the night, which I did actually see me there. We've taken a few calls, and we have quite a few callers that wants to talk to us now. So my question is to the callers that's coming up. First, we're going to take call, 214. Tell us, how did you enjoy tonight's fantasy season? Can you see yourself being a part of any one of the fantasies? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask. What's your name and where you call us from, baby?
This is Lisa calling from Dallas. How's everybody doing?
What?
Hey.
How you doing,
hey,
Lisa? How you doing?
doing very well. Doing very well. Good to hear from you guys this week again.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wasn't on the call when y'all were talking about the fantasies, but I do have a role play fantasy.
Come on.
That I wouldn't mind acting out.
Okay.
Ooh, I love an actress.
For sure. So I have a cat house fantasy. Pretend like I'm one of the hookers in the cat house.
Oh,
and we have to stand. We have to come down to the main room. Sorry, I'm doing the text. We have to come down to the main room, and we're selected by the gentleman and/or couple. And I would love to play that role. For sure.
But you
don't
have
a fascination. Huh?
What would be your hooker name?
Oh, wow. I don't know why Shantae came to mind.
Oh, wow.
But I just did, like.
You know.
Asked me that. That's the first thing I thought of, Shantae.
Can I ask you this question? Are you light-skinned?
No. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no, boy. I'm not. I think I probably look exactly the opposite of what you probably think that I do. But I'm definitely sexy. I look very innocent.
Very innocent.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I look very innocent, but I'm very freaky.
Give my number.
I think you should maybe get into the Facebook group, Swinger State of Mind. Check out the link, post some pictures so friends you can see just how beautiful you are, even though you might not be cream or beige.
I'm not black coffee, but, I'm definitely chocolate.
And I will say this, we had somebody just IM and said that your fantasy sounded just like theirs. So, Shantae, we want to definitely thank you for calling and sharing with us your fantasy. And next up, we're going to hopefully hear another fantasy, or maybe they heard what we were talking about. We have caller Nas 72. Where are you calling from? What's your name? Nas 72, where are you calling from? What's your name, baby?
It's 0972718.
Oh, okay. Well, 718. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chev. I'm calling from New York City.
Hi.
Hey, Chevy.
Hey, Questy, baby.
Hey, Chevy, baby.
How's everybody doing tonight?
We're doing great. So, I love your voice. I think you kind of answered your way into my jungle fantasy. Were you able to hear the fantasies we were talking about tonight?
No, sorry, I haven't. I just got listened to the show at like 11. I haven't heard no fantasies.
Do you have a fantasy you would share with us right quick? If you were at your fantasy swinger party?
Oh, wow. I was actually thinking when I was talking to people before me that I had to think of a fantasy. And, fantasy at swinger party, you said?
Yeah, your fantasy swinger party. Would it be in a high rise? Would it be off on a deserted island? Would it be at a big estate where you have a bunch of women? How would it play out?
It'll play out in a fancy upscale four-star hotel with a jacuzzi in the room. And the theme of the night would be rosé. You're nothing but rosé, champagne, all different types of rosé, champagne, rosé, sparkling wine. All different types of rosé, sparkling wine, and champagne will be served at my fancy swinger party. Strawberries and cherries will also be served as like hors d'oeuvres of sorts. And I think everybody will be coupled up, and it'll be like probably 6 people, including myself. And then when the alcohol is flowing, the champagne's flowing, the sparkling wine is flowing, then whatever happens, happens. Take off your clothes, and everybody just get, I won't say nasty, everybody has a classy soiree, a classy sexual soiree with each other.
Mm.
You know.
Okay. So, I don't know, Crush, you gave me a run for your money on that one.
Well,
you run for your money
he
on
just
that
thought
one.
Of his, at least he gave us some food or something to drink.
Yeah. Thanks, Crush. We can work together.
Oh, wow.
Look, group effort. Group
yeah,
effort.
You just mentioned early that you don't want to mention the word nasty.
Yeah,
you want
nasty
to be classy.
You have to be classy. As I said, when it was in my 20s, now I'm 30 years old, and it always
now
happened.
Now you don't get nasty?
No, I really don't even have sex like that. I'm like the maintenance man with that commercial Crush described the four different type of guys. I'm like the maintenance man.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll leave it for you to
clean
up, plan no doubt, because I'm going in there raw.
I have a few things that needs to be fixed. But we want all the callers to call in tonight and share your fantasies. And thank you, Mr. Maintenance Man, for sharing your fantasy with the rosé and the strawberries.
Yes, thank you. Have a good night, y'all.
Good night. And if anyone else missed any of our fantasies, you can definitely listen to the show at the end of the night, and you can play it again and hear all the fantasies. But if you have any fantasies you would like to share with us tonight, you can press 1. You can talk live and share with us. You can share your fantasy on Facebook, on Swinger State of Mind Facebook group, or in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Either way it goes, we want to hear them.
Yes.
Crush.
Be loud,
so
be proud.
What, Frenchie?
I said, be loud, be proud.
Hey, I think some people are just trying to think about exactly how they would want it to be. They have a lot to kind of listen to. They've had the mansion.
No, because I'm going to tell you this. I've been a man for, all my life I've been a man. And I have fantasies from the time I discovered my little Johnson down there. Ain't nowhere in the heck. I had to take time to think. I got 5-6 fantasies on mine right now.
Right, but
wrong.
Are they swinger party fantasies? There's a difference from a regular old fantasy where it's just you and Bob, but we're talking about more than just that one person, you know?
My first fantasy included 4.
It included what?
My first fantasy had 4 people in it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't really know if that was like, was that really your fantasy or was that, because you actually said, hey, fellas, you know, and you was like talking in third person. You never said, hey, this is my fantasy. I was the one in the tub. I was the one in here, you know.
No, in the beginning I did. In the beginning I pulled it out. I said, this is me. This is, imagine having this. This is it. Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that is me.
It was his fantasy. You know, I think.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I wouldn't think about a fantasy and include another dude like Shaft said earlier. I'm going to call him Shaft because I never got a real name. But like you said,
that
I don't
is his
include
real
another
name.
Man.
That's his real name.
I mean, I ain't going to include another man in my fantasy. You know, I'm trying to smash everything. I'm trying to enjoy that thing myself. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? Why are you smashing over there? I want to hear what this next caller's fantasy is. We want to thank everybody that has called in. And if you do want to share your fantasies, press 1. But right now we're going to get into caller 225. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Lady C. I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Hey, everyone.
Red stick in the house.
Hey,
Hi.
So did you hear all the fantasies tonight?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I heard it all.
what did you think? Can you see yourself being a part of any of the fantasies, and if so, which one?
I would say the crushes, because she has the party favors. Yours was good, but I the idea of the sticky stuff in the jungle just made books, draw more books. Already books there.
Well, we had the fidget balls there for babies. Hello.
Get you some
balls. Yeah, but you still had the sticky stuff. I just thought about books. And then I'm not bright skinned, I'm dark chocolate. So
you know what? I hate no bright skin. I hate no dark skin. Dark skin coming in. I like dark meat too. I like the Serena Williams.
He said dark meat.
Okay. Well, I have a little, would be a swinger part of fantasy.
Okay, sure.
It would be on an island in Hawaii. And as you come to the island, you're given sexy lingerie, your color, your choice. As you get on the island, and you're given a gift bag with toys and things that you can experiment with. There would be a nice greet and meet, and during the greet and meet, you must taste the fruit that your neighbor has, and learn how to share the fruit that you have, and then you go from tasting the fruit to their juices and whatever else you want to taste off of them, and you experience and enjoy and explore all that you can with them.
Okay, I'm down with that.
I want to enjoy.
Me too. Me too. Oh, we got
so no monkeys. People. No monkeys can be a part of this.
No damn monkeys, woman.
Can I bring my elephant? No.
Well, you're on the island in Hawaii. You don't have, you got the breeze off the water, you know, so you can go to the water if you want and enjoy.
Have you ever had sex in ocean water?
No, just in a pool.
Okay. I just had a question. I'm trying to be in your fantasy, so just ask.
No, I've never had sex in. It's just the idea, but no, never done that.
I like her fantasy though. I can see me in Hawaii.
And all they gotta play is. Boom, chicka, bow, wow. That's what they gotta play. I gotta hear that.
Or Tarzan, boom, and I'm there.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I like the fact that yours had the people fly in and then they left out and everything. That was really awesome. That they spent, you know, it's like the night and then you're gone and that's it.
Yes.
Because I think more people would participate, and I've heard of these. My cousin went to one where it's like whatever happens there, once you leave, even if you see the person, you know, it's not, you know. Don't ever bring up what happened then.
Come on.
Yeah. Like what happened at the swinger party happened there, and okay, if you see each other or not, that's it. I was sitting on your face last week, remember?
Right. You don't remember the little dance when we had the milk and honey? Don't remember?
Wow. Interesting,
yes.
Yes, indeed.
All right, thanks, Lady C.
All right, thank you, guys.
The next caller.
I feel like dark skin. I mean, I ain't got nothing against dark skin.
Could have fooled us.
I love you, little dark skin lady.
Like, there's no big booty dark skin ladies out there. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Next.
I like when you said that. No big booty dark skin women.
All right.
Let's see what 817 has to say about their fantasy. 817, where are you calling from and what is your name?
This is Dee Dee, and I'm in Dallas.
Hi, Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
In Dallas.
Hi.
Dee Dee. Dallas representing on a scrunch tonight.
No.
Hey, girl.
Hi. Thank you for calling in for Swinger State of Mind. And before we even get started, are you light or dark?
I'm in the middle.
Bless her heart. She's a red bone.
That's caramel.
Nah, she one of us. She one of me. She caramel macchiato. Go on, girl.
So, Dee Dee, did you hear the fantasies tonight?
I did.
Can you see yourself being a part of any of the fantasies? And if so, which one? And tell us what you think.
Well, I'm not light-skinned, so... Yeah, I couldn't be in that one. I like the party.
Wait,
you like the
what
party?
You know?
What you said you like? The hotel party. That
well,
was. I could see myself in that one.
Yeah.
At the hotel party? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about
I
the jungle one because
like
I'm with everybody else. I don't like bugs.
Trinity, you better have some more candles. You better have
right,
some more candles.
Right, that's what I have to put that in. As the tiki torches are burning around the flame, to repel the bug.
Okay, well, if you're going to have, like, bug repellent or a net up or something, I can do that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Just for you, though, Trinity. I like you.
Wait. You know, I've been getting hammered because y'all been put this stigma out there that I don't want any darkness in mine. I take a little darkness.
You didn't say
kidding.
It. We asked you.
Darkness.
You stuttered when we asked you about
that?
The darkness. So.
Nah, you said
right.
I didn't have any darkness in it. And I said, you said, how come I got all light skin? That's my fantasy. Them things that is built. You know any dark skin that's built like them? Exactly. You
wow.
see how to silence them.
Serena. Serena got a nice shape. You just said Serena Williams. Serena Williams got a nice shape.
She does.
Serena really got a nice shape. What
you know what, baby? You sound sexy, so trust me, you could be all up in my fantasy. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
No, thank
well,
you.
Well, Edie, do you have a fantasy of your own that you want to share with us?
I do. My fantasy swinger party would be kind of like Eyes Wide Shut. It's like in a big mansion. Everybody has on, like, a mask or, you know, like a little masquerade mask.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
invitation only. You have to show your invitation to get in. And it's pretty much just no, there's no limits. You do what you feel.
What?
Nobody knows who you are anyway, so.
What?
So, like, in Eyes Wide Shut, you got the face mask on, you butt naked with some thongs.
I love her. I love her. Dee Dee,
like
you love
nerd. Somebody else a couple of weeks ago. See how you just...
No. I love Dee Dee. That's my focus. I love her.
You love me? Aww.
Look, oh, boy. Trinity, what's that other young lady that called in here in the first show? He was in love with the accent.
Black Sheila. You
fall in love with somebody different right. every week.
I thought y'all was my fam. Y'all supposed to be on my side.
They just
throw
you out.
Dee Dee,
right
don't even worry. Don't even worry. I love you, girl. They just fooling around.
Thank you, Dee Dee, for calling. And anytime you want to play out that Eyes Wide Shut fantasy, you know where to find me in Texas. Okay.
I do.
But we're gonna have Dre back because he I think he wants to add a little bit more to his fantasy. Dre, you want to add some more to the fantasy?
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Dre.
Hey, Mr. Ruckus, you got the wrong name. What's
Ruckus.
Going on? Hello?
Okay.
So we're talking about all the fantasies, and then we kind of went over with the roles of the men and, you know, maintenance men and things of that sort. So did you want to add some more to your fantasy, Ruckus? I'm sorry, Ruckus.
Oh, there you go. Now, yeah, my fantasy is, you know, what you got to come into a room with your blindfold. You know, once you lose one of your senses, your other senses is heightened to the next, you know, the next level. I mean, if everybody's in the room and they can't see nothing, when you get to that climax, you should maximize. I mean, you can't go no higher than that because one of your senses is gone, so it's heightening up all your other senses. Got me? You feel where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's what I wanted to add to my fantasy. You know, I appreciate the show, and I had a listen real good tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Ruckus, because I have a whole bunch of silk scars over here, so whenever we get ready to do that little fantasy role play thing, let me know I'm ready. I'm going in blind. Hands are reached out, fingers ready to touch.
Can I just say this? Is it like every fantasy that just came on tonight, Trinity's prepared for it? I'm just saying. Anybody else notice that?
Yes. I'm prepared. I have everything over here. You got some pictures? Why do you think my fantasy had to be so far out there? Because I've pretty much done a lot of the fantasy, so now I have to get, like, way out there with monkeys and gorillas and lions and Tarzan and, you know, parachutes. And, hey, one day we're going to be sitting all on the porch, LaCrush, and you're going to be like, wow. The monkeys sure were hot out there the other night. Like, yeah, I told you the whole day thing was fine. thank you, Ruckus, for sharing.
Wow.
Thank you, Ruckus, for sharing your fantasy. One of the people just IM'd me, and her name is MR on Facebook, and she says that she would love the fantasy I have with the jungle only if there was a net and closed play hut. I guess I didn't think enough about the whole bug thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody else would like to call and share their thoughts, feel free to dial in at 805-830-8320 and press 1. And you can speak live with myself, Trinity Blake, LaCrush Hearts, or Frenchie French.
At this time, we wanted to remind you that you are tuned in to Swinger State of Mind radio show with Trinity Blake, Frenchie French, and LaCrush Hearts. Tonight, our topic is our fantasy swingers parties. Right. So, Trinity?
Yeah, the fantasies are great, but, you know, like I say every show, this is my favorite part of the show, and it's orgy time. It's a time where we take random questions from Facebook or in the chat room, or you can call in and press 1 and ask any random question that you choose. But it's that time of the night, everybody. It is orgy time.
It's my favorite time of the show. It's orgy time. Orgy, orgy, orgy.
Okay, now this first question that we have, we got it off of Facebook, and the question is this: what's your time limit on a fuck session when playing at a party? Is there a limit for you? Like, you go to the party and you say, okay, well, I play with you for too long, I need to move around. Or if you're really into it, do you go all night and that could be possibly the only person you play with? Crush, Frenchie, do y'all have play times?
You know me, since I'm like, you know me, since I'm like a million man march, you know, I go for a million times a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't put a limit on it. You know, I'm like, as long as I'm right and I'm stiff with it, I'll go in there and I'm enjoying my time with the young lady until one of us busts. If she busts before me, then I move along. If I bust before her, well, you know, it's like, okay, thank you, love you, smell you later.
Oh, you know shit. Oh shit! Can I just say that again? Oh shit!
Hey, I've heard that before. So I hear, oh shit, oh lord, oh my god. I've been called every name in the book.
Mm-mm.
Right,
yeah,
right.
You know.
But you know, I do like the fact though, Frenchie, this is how cool points to me, because I've been at parties and you look at the guy and he's just going and going and going, and I tell him, I'm like, well, where is my cum shot? Where's the cum shot? Like, everyone wants the cum shot. I want to know that I'm doing a good job. So I want my cum shot. But I'll go ahead and tell you guys about my time frame, and then, Crush, you can share with us what your time frame is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go all night long. I'm not an all-night long type female. But my foreplay is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes down to actual sex, my vajayjay is really sensitive. So if I really feel you, then I can definitely do 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, 5 minutes somewhere else, and then I'm good. I'm good. What about you, LaCrush?
I do by. I'm like you. I like the whole cum shot thing. I like the whole facial thing. It just depends, though. You know, if he's doing an awesome job and I'm feeling it and I like it, then, you know, you need to stay as long, unless the party is full. You know, if the party is full, I do take assessment of the room, you know, but it just depends. If there's somebody else I want to see, you know, after him and, you know, might pull him in at the same time. You know, so, I mean, it just all depends. If the stroking is right, then he could last almost all night. If it's not right, then he has to hurry up and bye-bye. Hurry up and bye.
But now, you know, there's a drawback to that. There's a drawback to that. And I'm going to tell you like this. If a man, I'm going to tell you, I come to a party and I see a chick and I'm attracted to her, right? When I get in, I ain't going to last that long because I'm already attracted to her. Right, so I'm gonna get in there. You give me a good 2-3 minutes, solid, strong. We both get our joint, boom, and it's off. But if a man is in there too long, and he's just going and going, there's another thing that you ladies probably already know. He's not really super duper hard. He's half hard, but he's going through the motions, the stroke, and that's why he be lasting forever and a day. Which means psychologically, he's not really in it, but he's in it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I call that driving a semi.
The whole, like, I tell people I would take a short, hard dick over a long semi dick any day.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Well, not at a party, though. You want to do that at a party?
What, taking a short, hard dick over a long semi dick? Yes.
Now, explain what you mean by that. Break that down.
I mean, what's confusing about that? I mean, LaCrosse, how do you feel about
that? Because you mean long in time, a long in dick. Long
in
time, a long in dick.
And when it comes to penis, I would take a short, hard dick any day over a long, semi-hard dick.
Hell yeah.
I mean, so crushed.
It's all about
feeling.
Okay, so I'll elaborate a little longer. All right. So it's like this, Frenchie, even though it's big and it's soft, to me, he can't give me the right stroke when it's semi, because it's going to keep bending this way and bending that way. It's going to slip out. It's going to fall this way. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. And the strokes are not the same when it's small, when it's semi-hard. The strokes are not the same. It's bendable, pretty much. I hate those penises. So
whose fault is that, though?
Right. It's bendable. I don't like those penises. You
want
it hard, I want to feel it. I want to feel it throughout the canal, not just the tip. Okay? You got to feel it throughout the canal. I want to be able to grip the whole thing and, you know, that whole suction cup thing.
Oh, wow.
I put it in. Can I get any clearer than that? Ladies, call us up. I don't know. 805-830-8320. Where my ladies at?
If he's semi, whose fault is that? I mean, it's your job.
It's not your job
to get him nice and rock.
We're not going to even get into that because, Frenchie, if he's semi, the only person that's responsible for your body is yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're around somebody that's making you semi-hard, then you need to walk away. But I don't know. We're going to have to do a survey on that on Facebook, Crush. And the
after party.
They won't. The
after party.
We're going to have to definitely do that in the after party. And just like
the party
said,
question.
Ladies, if you have an opinion, or men, you can definitely call us at 805-830-8320 and press 1. But we have a random question that just popped up in my IM. And the question is business. It's actually a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
It says, she says, I have a question. I'm engaged to be married, and on my wedding day, I want to have a swingers party. Everyone is saying that I'm wrong and crazy. We're both in a lifestyle, so is it a good idea or not? I mean, can she have a swinger party on her wedding day? What's the problem with them? They're both in a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like they should have a grace period and maybe just focus on each other, or what's the problem? Any opinions, Frenchie?
Okay.
Excellent question.
Well, I think it's once again, that's an awesome question. Thanks for submitting it. I don't believe in marriage, so if I was to ever do a ceremony as such, it would be, you know, us just doing like a birthday party to me. It wouldn't be something big. So swing party, yeah, I could see that happening. I'm like 102% go for it. If this is something that y'all both agree on and that y'all both want to do, and, you know, people take their lifestyles, you know, more serious than others, you know. And if those people cannot appreciate the fact that you want to share the most happiest moment of your life with them, then they don't need to be at your party, bottom line.
Okay. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think at that point, once you form that union, that is really, you know, to the two of you, how you want things to, you know, pan out. What do you think, Frenchie?
Well, I think this. Excellent question. And I think like this. I wouldn't necessarily do it. I wouldn't have a swing style party at a wedding. Reason being, because when you do the wedding, you pronouncing, and I'm gonna get a little spiritual on y'all. You pronouncing your love to your partner, to the Lord. You see what I'm saying? I don't want to mix.
And you think he wasn't freaky? No, I'm just playing. Go ahead.
And I don't want to mix the Lord with the lifestyle, though. I mean, we can go deep into it, and I know somebody's going to call me out on it. Well, you can't have sex before marriage. You ain't supposed to be doing another man's life. True, but don't bring it to the house of the Lord. It's like if you're cheating on somebody, you know they're cheating. If you don't see it, you cool with it. You don't give a flying fig, but when you blatantly put it on the front steps, yeah, that's when it gets problematic. So, yeah, I would say I wouldn't do it at the party. Not a bachelorette party? Go for it.
Okay.
Okay.
After the wedding.
That sounds backwards to me.
Well, Frenchie, you're actually not alone, because MR on Facebook says, it's up to the maturity of those individuals. However, a wedding is religiously based. I'm with Frenchie. Mm-hmm. Meaning she's okay with it being done outside of the actual religious ceremony. You might want to keep the swing party out.
I don't think they're going to do it at the actual ceremony. And not everybody believes in that God.
Okay, not the ceremony.
Okay,
but
so
the day you get
I don't
married.
Think it's not going to be on that ceremony. I think it's going to be after the fact. And the fact that they're already in the lifestyle as a couple, you know, it really, come on. How seriously are they taking that?
No, she said
at the
wedding day.
I think
day.
It's up to the couple in a union.
Right.
Have a swinger party on their wedding day. Have a swinger party on their wedding day. I mean, because what she didn't put, well, we're really reading too much in this. That's somebody getting married. They didn't say he was getting married in church.
Right. They just said it was a wedding day. That's what I was
just assuming, that it's a religious-based ceremony.
Yeah.
But when you get married, what are you getting married to?
Now we're getting into something else, because some people go to the courthouse to get married as like a civil union.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And then you have some people to go to church because you're marrying, you know, it's a higher power situation. So it wasn't,
right.
You know, she didn't necessarily clarify what faith they were. She just said, you know, people said it was wrong. So I think regardless of how you believe or what you believe in or who you believe in, I think it's really up to you how you choose to celebrate the love that you have for one another.
Exactly.
There you go.
And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, you know, and happiness, you know. Like this is, like I said, this is one of their most important. It's not just God who they're confessing their love to, but their family, their friends, and, you know, this is an intimate time. And if they want to share it with other people, why shouldn't they be able to share it with their friends?
That she would not have it at the church. It would be at an after party. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
I thought too. The church never came to mind. I really wasn't thinking at 3 o'clock in the afternoon we're gonna have a swinger. I wasn't thinking that. So you know,
I wasn't thinking that either. I think a lot of people was thinking, oh my God, you just got married in church and now you're gonna go to have a sex party. So it's okay for you to do it the night before.
Okay, but
it's okay for you to do it the day after. But don't do it today.
It's
kind of like
people
only go to church on Easter.
That's, you know, and it sounds kind of backwards. It sounded like an oxymoron to me when you said, oh, you could do that at your bachelor party, your bachelorette party. People have done worse things than a swinger party at their bachelorette and bachelor party, and then they walk up in the church with red eyes. Like, I mean, I know it's come as you are, but really? You know? Okay.
Well, I think that was a pretty interesting question. We're going to be posting these questions also on Facebook for the after party, so if you want to tag in and give us your opinion. But we have a question from Snow Bunny, and her question is, how do you determine who you will fuck at a party?
Oh.
That's a no brainer.
Is it really?
Please, go first.
Yes, please.
As a single man, going to a joint like that is easy. The female that physically attracts me the most off top, and then after that, the freakiest one. But that's how I throw. I want to go in with the sexiest one, and I want to go with the freakiest one. So it's a combination of the sexy and freakiest one of all. I'm trying to find a woman to turn me out. That's what I'm looking
for. Okay.
But some guys ain't that way. You know, some guys like different stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So I get it. Oh, we have somebody who's trying to get in, but I can't find you. I'm sorry, I'm talking out loud, but.
Well, MR has her opinion on how she does hers, and she says she's looking for attitude, attraction, cleanliness, size, and skills, but in no particular order. So that's coming on the back end. If you guys hear us talking about the MR and any anonymous people, you can IM us on Facebook or in our chat room, and we will get your answer out there or your question. And the question that we have now is, how do you determine who you will fuck at a party? And I'm going to go ahead and put mine in the question. You can go ahead and finish yours up. I determine who I'm going to do at a party based off of mutual attraction. When I walk in, if I'm feeling right and everything is going fine, the person that I'm mutually attracted to and the person that gets at me first, they about to get the business.
That chick said, get at me first. Go ahead, dude. Wow. Okay.
What about you, Crush?
All right. I'm going to give y'all two different perspectives. When I first started the lifestyle and I went in there with eyes shut, I had nobody underneath the wing, I felt like anybody that approached me, I was supposed to lay down with.
You know,
anybody that wanted to be with me, and I like had guys that like only came to an event because they knew I was there, and they would follow me throughout the event all night long. Crush, you ready now? Crush, are you ready now? Crush, are you ready now? Crush, are you ready now? And it was just like, excuse me. So now it's to the point where we have to have a conversation. I have to talk to you because at a party, I'm very sociable. At a party, that's like my ultimate event. You know, I'm sexy. I'm feeling sexy. I'm on point. Mm. So my thing is I do pick social over the sexing. I have to get to know you because my philosophy is this. If I don't know you a little bit, even if I just don't get a gist about you and I lay with you, if it's whack, I will hurt your feelings. I don't want that to happen, you know, especially at this type of event, especially, you know, me not knowing you that type of way. I don't want to have to hurt your feelings. And
why do you hurt their feelings? You can't think of
because in a way, it would come out like this, because guys can be persistent at these events. You know, they can be very, very persistent. And if you say, like, no, never mind, or no, I'm not feeling it, you know, they'll suck their teeth and they'll do something just to agitate the situation. You know, and if you came at me and I was like, no, I'm not good, I'm good, or no, I'm not feeling you, or something like that, and he didn't, and I don't know him, and I said that, he's going to take it as some type of way when I'm just really not interested. Then you have
Make you say that, Crush. We had a post on Facebook about that, and the girls were talking about, you know, people say, well, just tell us up front, tell us if you want to do it or not, and then the guys get an attitude, and the only solution I can give women is pick better communities who you choose to play with, where the guys don't act like that, where they don't have to come to the party to play.
But,
you know, they don't act like that.
That sounds good, but that's not even the case. That really do sound good, but that's not really the case. You know, it's not really the fact of if they play or not, or if they get pussy or not. This is not that. What this is, this based on their ego.
That's based on their ego.
You came with that expectation of like Fritchie said, he goes for the sexiest person, then he goes for the freakiest person. You know, a lot of guys come with that mentality. And, you know, they have those, you have your eyes zeroed in on somebody. And then when you approach her and she shuts you down, you go to the next one in line. And then you go to the next one.
Right.
And my thing is, if you didn't come to me first, that means I'm second fiddle. And I don't play nobody's second fiddle. That's just my philosophy.
And that happens a lot, and unfortunately. But I can assure you that all men are not like that.
Like I said, that was my old way of thinking. My new way of thinking is, if I don't want to play with you, I'm not going to play with you. If you interested in me and I'm interested in you, I'm grabbing you by the hand, let's go. That's it. That's my bottom line. Yep.
Well, we definitely want to thank all the callers that called. And we want to take one last caller. We have a few more minutes. We want to take this last caller. Caller 6223. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
6223? I don't see that.
817.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see that. They're coming back.
817.
Hey. Welcome back. Okay, she disappeared.
Okay. Well,
guys, I think tonight was a pretty interesting show. We definitely shared our fantasies. We still have so many questions that we didn't even get to. So some of this stuff is going to be in the after party. Some of the things you might hear at a later show. Crush, Frenchie, do you guys have any final thoughts you want to share with us?
Oh, yeah. Go. I mean, good combo, good fantasy. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's about fantasy. Your fantasy is not a bad fantasy. Your fantasy is what you like. It's what we like. My fantasy was all about me, and of course I'm the sexpert. You know what I'm saying? I know this. I'm Mr. Motherfucking Know-It-All. Take that to the bank. What I say is right.
They're not going to give
you
no money.
Yeah, what I say is right. So y'all believe everything I said tonight because it's right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What all did you say tonight?
Mix your coffees. You want to have light with a little darkness with a medium tone. Mix it all together like a pot of gumbo. Mix it together.
Okay.
And have fun while you're doing it.
Like a beignet on the cater.
Come on, with a little. You got to put some of that white cream on it, a white powder on it. You know what I'm talking about?
The pot of sugar. Well, we're gonna have to have a fantasy party part two, so we can figure out what Frenchie's doing with the rest of that 3,000 square foot house.
Hey,
5,000.
Tune in. Yeah, the 5,000. Tune in. I got more for you.
Well, Frenchie, what else do you have going on before we go? You want to fill everybody in on what else you have going on?
Yes, Divine, my friend Divine's having a little B-Day party out there this weekend along with Swing. We're going to be checking that out. I'm going to be going checking that thing out. And, of course, we're going to do the AC thing again next weekend. So y'all definitely get at me on the Facebook page, and we'll let you know what's happening. And you'll see yours truly in action. Yes, indeed. Shouts out to my people, Snow Bunny, Chris Scrumps, AK Chief, Swing. Chris, I got y'all. Peace.
Well, tonight has been very interesting to me. I want to thank Crush for taking the time and putting all the monkeys and helicopters and ocean and jungle sound effects to my fantasy. Thank you so much. And I want to give a shout out to everybody that called in from Texas, Twitch and Lisa and Dee Dee. And, you know, like I said, when you get ready for those blindfolds, let me know. I got you. You know, I'm definitely in for that. As you guys know, I'm down here in Dallas, Texas, looking forward to coming up north to the northeast corner. And I was actually just talking to my friend today about getting up there. But while I'm down here in Texas, this is my last weekend, you guys, on hosting the Spice of Life events here at Outer Limits, a new party that we're trying. We figured it was time the lifestyle grew up. And instead of going to a regular club with all the DJ music, we thought we would bring in some grown-up entertainment and have a lot of bands and performers. So that's what's going on with the Spice of Life. Another thing that I'm doing here is I just started filming for a reality show. It's called SecretLifestyles.tv, and it's kind of like a documentary reality show about myself and the things that I go through. And finally, Crush and I are still in a deal on me having my own radio show. It's not about swinging. I know a lot of y'all probably think that it's going to be
a variety show, but on this variety show is going to be a soap opera radio show, and it's called The Fantasy Ranch. So definitely look out for that. It's going to be very, very intense. But you can catch me on Facebook under Trinity Blake, about me under Trinity Blake, and my phone number is always on there. You can text me, call me. I'm usually available for a little chit-chat, even though I don't know how to work my phone. But you can try and I need to get into one of those Android classes.
Where
they teach you how to work your phone.
Come
I'm switching from iPhone to Android. You going to help me, Frenchie?
I'll educate you. Come on through.
You going to educate me? I really, really had fun doing my fantasy tonight. And if I could, yes, I will be in the jungle with the drums, naked, with my flat, tan stomach, with my perky double D breast. I don't know if you guys heard that part.
With
some bananas around my waist.
Wow.
You know the whole Josephine Baker thing? Did y'all get that?
I'm with you.
Yeah, and the next time I'll bring plenty of off and some nets for the indoor huts, and we can definitely have a party there. After I take off my, you know, Lafarge shoes.
You know what I can do too, Crush? Just shake my head on that, Deb. That thing ain't right.
But I still made it to the gallon time.
That thing ain't right there.
All right. My final thoughts for tonight. First of all, it was an awesome fucking show. Okay, I'm just going to say I enjoyed this show. It was very light and eerie and freaky and funky, and it got the imagination going. It got the ball going. I appreciate Snow Bunny for holding us down in the chat room, and Donald, and shout out to Miss Griffin and everybody that called in from Brooklyn to Long Island to Houston, Texas, to Maryland, everywhere that y'all, Detroit, Baton Rouge. Shout out to everybody that called in. Really do appreciate y'all coming through and just, you know, enjoying our fantasies with us. I hope we get to do this again. Next week, or for the rest of this week and next week, I will be off air, but this show will be on air. Next week, Phone Fantasy Radio will be shutting down for the week. But this show will be on air. We'll be back here next Wednesday, 10 p.m. Eastern to midnight, and 9 p.m. Central to 11 p.m. Central. So we will be on air. This show only will be on air for Phone Fantasy Radio. Had an awesome time. I'm up. I got my second win. I'm going into the swing a lot. I mean, excuse me, swing a state of mind. Chat room. I mean, yeah, Facebook group. We're on Twitter as well. So you know, hit us up on Twitter. Like our fan pages. Website coming soon. I'm working on that. What else I got going on? And that's really what I got going on. I'm just, you know, gonna enjoy the rest of this summer. And possibly watch me some porn tonight.
Check out the groping porn. I'm telling you.
Groping porn. Send me a link to something, because I don't know what you're talking about. Send me a link.
I'm going to have to send you a link, and then you can call me. Who has conversations about porn they watch?
Girl, you watched that porn last night?
Yeah, girl, it was off day.
Listen, the porn I like is the anime porn. I like that porn. It's hilarious. But I like anime.
Maybe we need to have a porn exchange in the after party tonight.
You need to get big bubble butt bootylicious porn. That's what you need to get. The ones from Rio. Those are the hot ones.
They would be yellow, wouldn't they?
They wouldn't be right.
Oh,
my
goodness. I'm going to fight both of y'all.
I got booty, and I got baby oil. I'm good.
Damn.
I got milk and honey.
Film that.
I want to try that. I want a milk bath in a.
We just had a party in Dallas called Milk and Honey.
Right, we're going to get us a big old pool, put some milk bath in there, and all that good stuff. Anyway, folks,
Thank y'all for tuning in to another awesome episode of Swingin' State of Mind Radio Show with Trinity Blake, Frenchie French, and LaCrush Hearts. We will be here next week at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. Y'all know the call-in number. Y'all know the link. Stay tuned and enjoy your weekend.
Boom, boom, baby.
Boom, boom.
Night-night.
90-99.